Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to Lake Life Weekend Podcast. I'm Dirk, I'm your host, and we are already in weekend 4 of this year 2018. Thank you for tuning in, following us. We have with us today Ben Shirer, Mayor of Fergus Falls, speaking about a growing community, some of the history, and a gateway to Lakes Country. Please also check out our new website. I hope you will enjoy it to get news updates, find all events going on this week and this weekend. We have increased the categories. We also share recipes with you. We have a little YouTube channel where we share really awesome video taken on the lakes from various people. So go to our website, lakelifeweekend.com, to be updated on all news and happenings, events, and some more features. Let us know what you think. Please critique us. If you have a suggestion for a program, also email us here, hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and share with us your thoughts, feedback. And if you are subscribing us through iTunes, please give us a rating. So we appreciate if you go into the iTunes subscription and if you rate us. That helps us to grow and get exposure. So we appreciate that. Also, if you're following our Facebook page, feel free to rate us there as well. That really helps us to grow some attention. And we mentioned we are going to Fargo. So Visit Lakes Country in Fargo is our theme for the upcoming expo. That is February 23rd, 24th. It's a Friday and Saturday at the Civic Center in downtown Fargo. Mark your calendars. We have live on stage podcasts. There's a program that you can find on explorelakelife.com. If you would like to have a family pass, email us and we will send you one. hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and we will send you a family pass to get to our expo. Yeah, so I don't want to hold this back. Interesting things to hear in our interview. Enjoy and have a wonderful weekend ahead. Hello, welcome. I'm here with Ben Shirer from Fergus Falls, Mayor of Fergus Falls, and welcome, Ben.
Well, thanks, Dirk. Great to be here.
Thank you for coming. Before we talk mayor business, city business, and a little bit of politics, I suppose, let us hear, who is Ben? Where is Ben from?
Sure. Well, I was born in Illinois, and my mom and dad moved our family to Minnesota, to Fergus Falls, Minnesota in 1980 when I was in kindergarten, when I was 7 years old. He started his first business there. And so went to school, graduated from high school from Fergus Falls, and then went out like we all do and tried to find my place in the world. Ended up traveling around a lot, worked with some different companies, both in the United States and overseas. Spent some time in Europe, including your homeland in Germany. And had a great time, enjoyed myself, met a lot of people. Moved back to Minnesota around 2001, I'm sorry. And my wife actually moved back around the same time. We'd known each other a long time. We had always been friends, graduated together. She moved back, I moved back. We got married, we had 5 kids, and here we are today.
Really?
Started a business, and lots of stuff happened in there. But anyway, we're back in Minnesota, and I'm loving it.
I meet many people in the community, and I'm always fascinated because I was transplanted here. I really enjoy it. I love lake life and the area and the people. It's fascinating to me, and I think it's so of value that if you know the place, but you leave and
Absolutely.
You come back. And so that brings experience and makes our communities grow. So I think that's a very good attribute to your current role position, to make a difference and improve a city like Fergus Falls?
Absolutely. And just like having people like yourself in the community who bring a different perspective because you were born and raised a different place. Similarly, I think, I like to think that I know that my wife lived on both the West Coast and the East Coast and in big cities and in small towns. I've had a chance to work all around the United States. I worked in Asia, in Australia, in Europe, as I mentioned. So having the opportunity to meet those people and not only visit those places but work with those people did give me, I think, a perspective that I wouldn't have gotten, obviously, had I stayed in Minnesota. But it also, I think, makes me feel like I've been some other places and I chose to live in Fergus Falls, and that's important to me because of all the places that I've been, there's a lot of beautiful, wonderful places out there, but Fergus Falls is the place that I chose to live. So
yeah, no, I hope that the people know that and value that. But they brought you into a role before, and I'm curious about the mayor role and Fergus Falls and Ottawa County. Tell us a little bit more. You are from an entrepreneurial family. My parents were entrepreneurial too, and you are an entrepreneur.
Yes. So my mom and dad moved our family to Fergus Falls in 1980 when I was in kindergarten. It's kind of interesting. He started his first business, which was a hardware store in downtown Fergus Falls, two doors down from where my wife and I, 2.5 years ago, started our first business, which is a brew pub pizzeria. I was in kindergarten back in 1980. 7 years old, and my first memories of Fergus Falls are running around the exact buildings that now my wife and I are in with our first business, and I watch our kindergarten and our young kids running around, and I just think how the generations pass it on to one another, and how fast time flies.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you grew up in a retail environment, so you were in the store and hardworking family life.
Absolutely. I watched my mom and my dad both had their own businesses. My mom had a store at the mall back in the 80s, and my dad had the hardware store downtown, and then my dad eventually went into real estate.
Oh.
And he was a real estate agent, and then he started to do real estate appraisals, which he still currently does. So he's started several businesses. Both retail in the hardware in downtown, having a storefront, but then also now he runs his own appraisal business.
Yeah. And so how long have you been a mayor?
I was elected.
The mayor, sorry.
I was elected in 2016. So I took office in January of this year. So less than a year of being mayor.
Oh, that recent.
Yeah, I did serve on the city council for 8 years prior to that.
Okay.
Starting in 2004, I served 2 non-consecutive terms. I didn't run for election in 2008, so first elected to office in Fergus Falls in 2004, served 4 years, did not run for re-election, ran for city council again in 2012, served 4 years, and then last year was elected as mayor. So
okay.
I have 9 years of service to the city, as elected official in Fergus Falls, but one of them as mayor.
Okay.
Hopefully more to come.
Let's make that happen. So it's a full-time job, right? 7 days a week.
It is, and on top of, yes, it certainly can be. It's not paid as a full-time job, unfortunately, but no, it's depending on the issues. As you know, right now we have some issues that have taken a lot of time, and that's why I apologized again for not, for having a limited schedule. But here I am, and I'm glad to be here. Yes, it takes a lot of time, and I think I've always said at the local level, it's not a certain requirement of the time. There's a certain amount of requirement to do the job, and then there's the amount that it takes to do it right. So the people who see that what it takes to do it right, it's not a set prescribed amount of time, but there's different levels that people put in. I'll just leave it at that.
So Fergus Falls has not only a lot of history, it's county seat. We have 8,000 people?
14,000.
Oh, 14.
Yeah, double. Well, it's 13. Yeah, it's really close to 14. In fact, right now, Fergus Falls has the highest population that we've ever had. It's always it's always been around that 12, 13, 13, 5, but actually we're growing right now, and it's the highest population it's ever been.
So. Okay, so we hear a lot about Fargo, I'm sorry. We hear a lot about Fargo-Moorhead and growth.
Yep.
Now, so we have a general growth in the central western Minnesota area.
Absolutely. And in Otter Tail County, I don't know the exact numbers for Otter Tail County, but not only is Fergus Falls at its highest population, and it's not double. Obviously, it's around, but it's growing is the point. But the area immediately surrounding Fergus Falls is also growing. So Otter Tail County is growing, and Fergus Falls, as the county seat, is also growing with it. And it's a changing demographic too,
which is good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because like people like you coming back, but. So Fergus Falls, as I know it, and I'm there actually frequently, weekly almost, it to me was always known for its cultural, artistic activities. I know that there's a vibrant theater. I know that we have the Cadarz Gallery, which I just read has a new executive director, a young lady. Then we have the Arts Council, Springboard for the Arts. So we have a lot of things happening. I think that's a German word for it. That's defining for Fergus Falls. What else do we have? I mean, we have a what does Fergus Falls offer for the people that visit, not really visit?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm impressed. That was quite the list of organizations that you just listed off there in well, Fergus Falls.
Yeah.
And we like to say, in the ones you mentioned, in our downtown, in our stretch of four blocks of downtown, we have an arts organization on every block.
Yes.
And so Fergus Falls, you know, recently we've gained not only, you know, local, regional, but national attention for what we've done with the arts. We were featured on the front page of the Star Tribune on September 3rd, the Sunday edition of the Star Tribune, for how the arts is helping to revitalize a small town. So to have to be on the front page of the Star Tribune and have them recognize that was quite quite an honor.
Yeah.
It was. And shortly after that, there was also an article in the Wall Street Journal about what we're doing in Fergus Falls as far as the arts. So we've gained recognition. You know, it's something that I feel like Fergus Falls is on the trajectory is up. I feel like we're at a moment where we're just ready to take off as a community. A lot of things are coming together. A lot of things that have been decades in the making, really. And when you speak about the arts community, there's a lot of people back in the 80s, way before my time of being involved, who really laid the groundwork and showed people, started with Charlie Beck in the 1960s and then through the 1970s and some of his students and the people that would, I think it was important to show people that, I think they showed people that you can actually make a living as an artist, and you can support a family, and it became part of the community that accepted. Not just like, oh, you know, they're off at a little arts and craft fair a couple times in the summer, but actually supporting and raising a family. And that was something that in our community there was a number of people, and with the Center for the Arts, and just making the arts an economic driver before that was a popular term. You know, a lot of people nowadays talk about arts as an economic driver, which it is, but I think Fergus Falls and was way ahead of that curve with people back in the 80s.
So we have a strong community support. They embrace it. They live it. They are taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the opportunities, and, you know, obviously they're always going to be relative to the community you live in. I mean, we're not in St. Paul or New York or L.A., but for a town our size in a rural area of the state, I mean, the opportunities, like you mentioned, the galleries, the shows, in the schools, the artistic programs, whether that's orchestra. I went to a band concert last night, and I was absolutely amazed at the level of talent and the teachers and the students in our schools. So I think people recognize in Fergus Falls the opportunities that are there to participate, and the way we educate our children, the way that the arts is just woven into the fabric of life there is something that maybe some people take for granted, but I think to outsiders they would say, wow, this is something special.
So I think it's good to hear. I mean, I have a passion for art, strong connection, so I think that's good. What else before we speak about the future vision of downtown, which I learned about as well a couple months back, because we have some big plans for Fergus Falls, as far as I'm educated. But what economic drivers we have an old that building, there was a facility that's vacant, I think. So that's, it's not a hospital, but whatever. That's not an economic driver or an employer anymore. We have energy as a traditional, you know, Otter, this little dam was one of their first probably producing turbines. It's like from 1902 or something. It's still running, I think, right? Yeah. It's amazing. So what do we have for employment opportunities or employers, just for educational purposes?
Sure. Well, of course, as you mentioned, Otter Tail Power, which is there because of the river, and that's one of our larger employers. Lake Region Healthcare, we're still an independently owned clinic and hospital, so we're independent. They just recently completed an 80,000 square foot clinic. We have a cancer center. So healthcare is a big driver of the economy in Fergus Falls. And like I said, we're still we're independent, which a lot of communities our size are not independent, but we have that hospital, clinic, the cancer center are as independent. So those are two of the main economic drivers, if you will. But I think and there's a lot of, we have manufacturing, we have like a lot of communities our size, I think the retail is something we're dealing with right now, but that's always going to be a challenge, I think, in this day and age for rural communities. And so I think what we're finding out is that we need to look at that and address that and see what the future is and try to envision the future, so we're not just going to depend on, we have a mall that is very, very underutilized. So, but what just trying to, I think that just trying to find a tenant or two in that mall, which is not the government's job, by the way, but anyway, that's not the right outlook and mind frame. We have to see the future and how these retail and how this is going to
interact.
But
are we shifting away from a mall environment? I know we have a new Aldi out there and we have some things on the highway interstate intersection between Wahpeton and downtown, but or Breckenridge or whatever, but we are revitalizing a downtown, and everywhere in America we are going away from this car mentality, I think, and we are getting a little bit more a little bit more active. I was in Minneapolis with my son just this past weekend, and he insisted on walking, and he knows that in Europe when we travel, we always walk, but from the little bed and breakfast that we stayed, he wanted to walk downtown, and I looked at, but it got so foreign to me that I was like, but I was so glad he insisted,
sure,
because we found the ice. Anyways, I think we're all moving a little bit more, moving active. So what's with the mall? Is that going to be torn down or?
Well, I can't say. I know that the owner of the mall is not local to Fergus, and I know that there's a few tenants in there, and there's always speculation. But we are going to be having conversations with the mall to see what the future is, and is there any, what is the future? But I think to your point, it's important. Is, we go in these cycles in the United States, and the mall was built, and when the mall was built, it drew a lot of attention from downtown out towards the mall and the interstate and the big boxes and everyone, in downtowns in America were sure. And I think people started to realize, and rightfully so, and I hope they're realizing that, all these malls and these big boxes, they're the same in every community out down the interstate across the United States. But so I think we're getting back, not only in Fergus Falls, but in rural communities, to if we're going to revitalize, we have to look at our identity and what makes us, what makes us unique. In Fergus Falls, what makes us unique is not a mall, it's not a big box store on the interstate, but, we have a historic downtown, and we have a beautiful river running right through the middle of our community. In fact, that's why we were there in 1872 when the first mill was built. They called it the coming city. And I like to tell people, I think they were onto something back 145 years ago, and we're finally starting to get back there. And we're not the only community. I think if you look at communities across the country, they turn their backs to the river in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and as industry was built up. And what we're left with in Fergus Falls is we have, parking lots and dilapidated industrial buildings lining our river. And I think that we've recognized as a community that that's not the future. So what we're doing is, it's going to take some time, but we're making a plan for our community that looks at the river as an economic opportunity rather than just a place to put our waste, which is they've done in the past.
And there is already a little walkway, as far as I know. I used it. It goes from the old river in to the turbine, or from there to, there's a mural that was painted. I have been there when they painted that, spray painted that
Butterfly.
Butterfly, yeah, that's the word that I was looking for. Thank you. But I saw plans disclosed not only for the Main Street, but then the, like you said, an amphitheater, and then like even an extension through the old, was it dairy factory back there, like bike paths and such. Tell us a little bit more about the, what is it, next maybe 10, 15 years? How long is that going to take maybe?
Sure. Well, I think it's going to happen in stages. I think some of it, so we've put together over the last 2 years, we've been working on a downtown riverfront master planning process with a consulting group out of the Twin Cities, and they've done a great job. Incredible community support. People have come together and identified, you know, different opportunity zones along the river and downtown to revitalize. And you mentioned a couple different things. First of all, downtown, we own two parking lots that overlook the river, are behind City Hall or across the river from City Hall. And in the plans calls for, on the one block, it's an amphitheater, a public plaza, and a farmer's market. Mm-hmm. So those are, I think, quite honestly, I think that's the low-hanging fruit. We can do these things. We own the property. We already have end users. You know, we already have 200 to 400 people that come to concerts in the park every week during the summer. We have the same amount of people on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You know, 200 to 500 people that come to the farmers market. So if we can find a way to get those same people that are already in Fergus doing something, bring them downtown. You know, bring them downtown and have that energy come with them. And then the public plaza. You know, I always tell people, and there's not a lot of people that have been to your home country, Germany, during the Christmas season, but the Christmas markets that you know what I'm talking about,
I'm going
about,
there in
right?
2 weeks.
Okay, yeah. And I think that we wouldn't be able to do it the same way that they do in Germany, but a take on that, you know, to bring people outside in the wintertime, downtown, during, have, you know, on Saturdays, a couple Saturdays in December, for example, have the glue wine and have all the things that they have in Germany, which
you
is
could
a
do it as we do.
We could, you know. It,
you just don't do it.
Maybe not every night, but we could do it in, yeah.
Yeah, we could.
I think
really
so too.
Start.
Yeah, I think so. It's such a, and it's a, such a community event. You know, people, it brings a community together. Last Saturday in Fergus on December 2nd, we had the Christmas tree lighting. We had some music and some poetry at City Hall, and then we walked down, and there was 500 people. I couldn't believe it. There was people showed up, and it was just such a great community event, and people. That's part of the reason people live in the Lakes area. That's part of the reason that people live in Perham or Detroit Lakes or Fergus Falls is because they want to be a part of a community. Not, you know, they don't just want to drive into their garage, close it, and then be, you know, sealed off from the rest of the world. So I think we need to capitalize on that and do more of those things. And so anyway, I'm getting off subject, but
no, it's interesting. No, I wanted to also not forget about Lakes Country and lake life, I guess. Because I assume every Fergus Falls resident is also enjoying lake life, because we have lakes all over, we have public accesses. You don't necessarily need a lake cabin anymore if you already live in Fergus Falls, because you're so close if you just want to go fishing, unless you want your private beach. But so we have lake life given to Fergus Falls residents pretty much by default, lakes around, and then we have water floating through. There's even public accesses, people can go on the river.
Yep.
It's the Otter Tail River, right?
Otter
of course
River.
It is, yeah, Otter Tail Power. And it goes right and merges into the Red River or in the Bijou.
The Pelican and then the Bijou.
No, what is it called? I got it. They merge and become the Red River, correct?
Yeah.
In Breckenridge,
in
no?
In Breckenridge, yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I forgot the name. Tip on my tongue. But what's in the summer?
Oh, boy, to Sue.
Boy, the Sioux, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I started the wrong term in our heads, right? That's terrible when you... how many tourists? Do we have visitors? Like, what impact is tourism to Fergus Falls? Like, does retail in the summer months, is it the mini... Do we have tourism?
We definitely do. And, you know, as a business owner, I can tell you firsthand that I see the increased traffic in Fergus Falls. Now, Fergus Falls, it's interesting when we talk about the relationship to the lakes area, because we're kind of right on the edge. And so we're far enough away. We're a major, you know, regional center, if you will. So we should be able to capitalize, I believe we can capitalize more than we currently have. We need to reach out and just become more of that, you know, draw people into the summer, give them a reason to come to Fergus Falls, because it's a little bit further, you know, we're a little bit on the edge. Like, you're not like Perham where the lakes are dotted around, even Alexandria where the lakes are, you know, just real close. I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch, but yeah, I mean, the lake life, Otter Tail County, as you well know, has more lakes in the county than anywhere in the United States. And so it's a part of who Fergus Falls is. You know, we have the lakes around the community, but those big, you know, attractions from the Twin Cities and from Fargo, the Otter Tails and the West Battles and stuff, we're a little bit on the edge of that. So we need to make a more concerted effort to reach out to those regions. And I think as we have the arts, and I know people come to Fergus Falls for the arts right now, for the, you know, as we develop the downtown and the river, I think it's just going to be more give them more of an attraction.
A destination.
Come for the day, you know, and see, you know, walk the river walk, see a concert at the amphitheater overlooking the river, go to the farmer's market, be that regional center. So I know that people with our Convention and Visitors Bureau and with Otter Tail County, I know that they're always working to promote Fergus Falls as a destination, and we have. But I think as we find our own identity, it's going to be that much more attractive to people out there in the lakes area to, you know, to come to Fergus Falls. So I'm really excited. Again, you know, that making what Fergus Falls is unique, because just like I'm sure with you, I know when I'm traveling, or if I'm out there, I'm on vacation, or I'm at the, I want to find something that's unique that I don't, you know, that I don't have where I'm used to being. So that downtown and riverfront and the artistic, that's where our identity is.
Yeah, no, I can see that, and I agree. We're the same in Fargo. They didn't really embrace the Red River, but there is between downtown. I had a dog and always walking it. But yeah, I think a river in any town like Paris or Rome or even Cologne and Düsseldorf, we have the river, and you just want to buy that energetic stream and soak it all up. Question now just arose. I don't want to say, are we competing with Fargo or Moorhead, but do you feel you are an alternate? I mean, we know it, I guess. I could consider almost over Fargo to raise a family in Fergus Falls. Like, how do you see, are you trying to attract, or how do you try to attract families to actually live Fergus Falls?
Sure. Well, first of all, as you know, people have a choice more than ever of where they want to live, right?
True.
just with the way that's the world that we live in, and with the internet and just different options. So that's an opportunity for Fergus Falls. Now, I think what we're doing is just that quality of life. We're going to have some of it is just going to be intrinsic, just because where we live and the size of our community, and it's big enough to have some amenities, but it's small enough that, you know, we're just fortunate to have that. But the more we can create those quality of life benefits to people and attractions, you know, like the Riverwalk, like the downtown, like the arts opportunities, like the goods, like the schools, like the healthcare. So we have all those things going. I think I don't intentionally go out and say, how do we attract? What we have to do is just create those quality of life in Fergus for our residents, and then I think it's just a natural attraction. And I've heard, I actually have a friend of mine who's a good friend of mine who's a real estate agent. She called me last week, and she was just all excited. She just called me out of the blue. She said, just got another one. I just got another call from a family in Fargo. They said, enough of it. I've had it. You know, Fargo's great, but it's just already getting to feel too big, and we're moving to Fergus. So
I just felt that for some reason. Really?
Yeah.
I could see that happen.
Yeah, I think it's becoming more and more of an attractive, alternative.
You know, actually, that real estate is extremely affordable in Fergus Falls.
It is. It is.
I think some houses that are just... I love the historic houses. So we have a lot of... I was on the historic commission for the city of Fargo, actually. 3 years, 4 years. Historic Preservation Commission. So I love squeaky floors and historic homes. And the more I looked at Fergus Falls, or the more time I spent there... We have quite a few, and they're really affordable.
Absolutely.
So if I was a family deciding between Fargo and Fergus Falls, and I could choose.
Oh, I agree. We have some beautiful homes, and people take care of their properties for the most part.
It's quite a pretty and clean town too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the community.
So it's growing, and people are coming from Fargo. Just learned.
Yeah, people are. Yeah, and then, like, she was so excited when she called me that day because she said it was like the third one she'd heard of recently. So people are making that choice. To live in Fergus Falls.
Who else is coming? We have a small. Is it an M-State campus?
Yep.
Right.
It's a 2-year college, and they're actually working right now. Towards having a option to complete a 4-year degree on that campus. It won't be a 4-year campus, but it has that option. So that's an option for kids for either get their associates or, like I said, they can complete their 4 years. So we have the campus right there in Fergus. And, you know, the demographics, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but when I talk to the economic development director in Otter Tail County, as you know, has an initiative to attract those young families, if you will. And I think that, I don't have the statistics to back it up, but there's definitely an energy in Fergus, and, you know, people are moving back. Pardon me. People, myself, my age and younger, with young families, are moving back to Fergus, and you can feel that energy in the town. So it's a good time to be in Fergus Falls.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm always excited. Harry and I go to the little galleries actually almost every month, and they know us already, and we already purchased. Yeah, I just really like it. What else is happening with the? What do you think? What's special to Lake Life for you? Do you have a boat?
I just got a canoe for my birthday this last year.
Awesome. I have a canoe too. I'm not really a boater. Awesome.
We took a little vacation up to the Boundary Waters this last August, and we had a blast. And our kids, just so the people listening know, so we have kids anywhere from first grade up to eighth grade. We have 5 kids. So, but my wife and the kids got me a canoe for my birthday this past year. So we've had boats, and we get out on the lakes, and we don't, you know, my family has a place on Otter Tail, which is great. In the last 2.5 years since we started our business, summer's busy. It goes by really fast, and we don't have as much time to spend on the lakes as we'd like. But my wife's grandmother owns a property on Round Lake in Maine Township, and have this kind of private little retreat. So it's lake life is part of being Minnesotan.
I think so too. I mean, it's so obvious. I almost forgot to ask, but yeah, lake life is just what we do, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is, you know. And like I said, we went up to lake, you know, went up to northern Minnesota to go to Ely, but, you know, that was the once a year thing. But, you know, on a more frequent basis, we go out to Round Lake, and it's just this little piece of paradise right here in Otter Tail County. And that's the thing, sometimes the further you travel, the more you realize, like, boy, don't really need to travel, do you? Lake life is the best. I mean, we have
right
got
in front of
right
us.
In front of us. We got the best there is out there.
I know. Yeah, it's it's true. Another question I want to ask you, though, you just started 2.5. How did you own the Union Pizza and Brewery?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
With your wife, you're both operating it?
Yes.
So, like, mom and dad did the hardware store?
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
And what brought you to brewing? We interviewed Brad from Disgruntled before, a month ago or two, and I have never met more brewers in my life. I guess it's how did that happen, if I may ask?
Sure. Well, I was working for a company and doing a lot of work in Washington, D.C. I was living in Fergus Falls, but I was doing government relations work for a company that's has a national scope, but they're based out of Fergus Falls. I was doing a lot of work in Washington, D.C., and I just knew it was just time. I needed to do something different. I didn't know what I needed to do, but I needed to do something different. So I quit working for that company, and not knowing what we were going to do, but my wife had faith. You know, we're going to find out what it is. So anyway, when we bought our first house, this would have been back in 2004, I had spent, like I mentioned, I spent some time in Europe. And when I was in Europe, especially in the south of France, I remember having, you know, spending some time with this particular family that had a outdoor wood-fired oven in their backyard. And we'd spend afternoons there, and it just made such an impression on me, this, you know, cooking, the, you know, the way they've cooked for thousands of years in this little outdoor oven in the backyard of this place in the south of France, and just made this impression on me. So when we built, when we bought our first house, this old house near downtown Fergus Falls, it had this side that overlooked this the railroad, actually, but it was kind of, you know, distant from the railroad. Anyway, I built a outdoor pizza oven out there, what, 12 years ago now, 13 years ago. And as I was building that oven, I thought to myself, this is, you know, anyway, we loved it. And of course, as soon as I built it, it was a long project. Then my wife decided it was time to move. So we no longer had an oven. But it always stuck in my mind. And I always thought, well, this would be interesting to take this oven, put it on a trailer and move it around and, you know, bring it to different events. So anyway, so I wrote a business plan to have to have an oven, our wood-fired mobile pizza truck. And I had this business plan. And around that time, I met a good friend of mine, Matt Ecker, who is a brewmaster. And he had aspirations to be a brewmaster, but he also was supporting his family as a nurse. And so we talked, and I wrote up a business plan for that. I must have been into writing business plans at the time, I guess. But I wrote these two business plans. And it never occurred to me to put the two business plans together. But it for whatever reason, it didn't. And until we were actually at another friend of mine in Fergus, and in the neighborhood we lived in, this friend Jake Crone would always, he's big into community, and he would have an annual pizza party in his front yard. We'd get the barbecue grills out there, and people would come over, and they'd just make pizzas. And anyway, during one of those parties in his front yard, this neighborhood party, this pizza party, it just occurred to me, it's like, oh, I just need to put these two business plans together into a brick and mortar, wood-fired pizza brew pub. And so it kind of came together, and it must have been meant to be, because shortly after that, the space became available, and I think there was people recognized there was a niche, and the community has been incredibly supportive ever since.
Yeah,
that's probably a long answer to a really short question.
But that's why I met you the first time, in fact, and I just actually had a beer question, and then I learned that you're the mayor too, and that's I go there with Harry sure. Once in a while, and I actually really like the pizza. Okay. And I like that one beer that you brew,
the Traveler. I bet.
Yeah, the Traveler.
So the Traveler, I gotta tell, so people are like, Traveler, what's
that? I love
all
that
of our
beer.
All of our beers, if people haven't been to our, it's Union Pizza and Brewing Company, and the Union is, you know, obviously Union Avenue was named after the Union Army in the 1870s, shortly after the Civil War. And we have a Civil War theme in our restaurant, as you know. And all of our beers are named after Civil War horses. So anyway, Traveler was a horse of Robert E. Lee. It was his main horse. And I always say we can name our beer after Confederate horses because they didn't actually decide which side that they were on. So they're not named after Confederate generals. They're named after Confederate horses and Union horses. So our Cincinnati is named after Grant's horse. And the two most famous horses in the Civil War are our two main beers.
That's an interesting side story. But so how is it... because you're firsthand, first of all, you're a public representative for the people, so you're involved in city planning and you have your fingertips on the statistics more than an average person, I guess. And then you are also involved in tourism or in business. So you say you feel good about downtown, you feel good about the people, and what's the vibe that you get from that business? Like, because you're so close to the people too. So. Tell me a little bit more about that. You mentioned it briefly.
Yeah.
Summers are busy, but...
Yeah. So summers are busy. And I'll tell you what, when we opened in March of 2015, so a little over 2.5 years ago. And what started out as, hey, well, we're going to open this restaurant that has a wood-fired pizza. And we do things. It's not just wood-fired pizza. Let me just say that. You know, we do sourdough. So it's naturally fermented pizza crust, which is the way they did it. So we do, we make handcrafted food that's produced using traditional methods. So it's more than just, you know,
yeah,
hey, let's
no,
throw
you
pizza
taste
in the oven.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so we make the pizza and we make the beer. We thought, well, we'll have a restaurant. And it was so much more than that. The community just kind of bought into it. It became a place to talk, you know, it was kind of the crossroads of food and politics and art, and it just became a platform. It became a place where people would gather, and it was just, it was more than a restaurant. And I sensed at that point that that people were really neat, you know, were looking for a place like that in Fergus, because there were all these young people that had this, there's this energy in Fergus, and you know, the artisans and the you know, the creators, but not only the artisans and the creators, but the people who just like to enjoy that or just have that energy. So our shop, just not intentionally, but I think it became a place.
I mean, like, you know, I just have this little picture in front of my head, because do you know the beer keller, yeah? Have you ever heard of the beer cellar?
Okay.
Like, I know in Kassel, for a fact, it's a city in Germany, but I think every city hall used to have a beer cellar.
Oh.
And because you have the beer basement, and yep, then you eat and drink, I don't know. But everything we say, like, even we talk a lot of politics in Germany, I find, more than here. It happens in the beer cellar, or okay, used to, maybe,
sure,
200 years ago, more than today. But actually, yeah, it's a perfect meeting point. Do you have open mic, not music, but do you actually have discussions? Like, does it happen? Because it's a dialogue place. Yeah,
yeah.
Because maybe somebody who's a little bit quiet, but over beer they open up a little bit. And it's not, I'm not talking about arguing. Here's always that
they argue.
But a discussion is an educated argument, and it's not hurtful. And then it's sure, and then you continue to have your beer. Does that happen? Do you have interesting beer bar talks?
Absolutely. And that happens naturally within our restaurant. And then, but we have had, interestingly enough, we've had beer and history. We've had beer and theology on tap. So that people want to come in and talk a little bit about religion or whatever. We've had beer and hymns. We've had beer and carols. And we've had a number of groups that have come in. And poetry readings, and so we've had this different mix of things where people have come in and opened it up to discussion, and
really?
Yeah, so it kind of happens within the restaurant. Sometimes it's planned, sometimes it's not planned.
Because I know that there's a corner with a mic, and I knew that you have music happenings also.
Yeah.
But so you have open mic, like I would. Interesting.
Yeah, it's not necessarily open mic, but it's open, you know, different groups will be in there and engage in conversation.
Oh, it grows. Yeah, okay. Kind of it grows kind of like what I just described.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, do you enjoy politics?
I love it.
So you like to be an ambassador to the people?
Yeah. It's hard to explain. Sometimes I'm not sure, you know, people ask why, and I guess it's just, I tell people that with the exception of being a husband or a father, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done, and I mean that sincerely. It's just there's a it's very rewarding to serve the general public and try to get stuff done for the betterment of the entire community. It's not always easy, but it's something that I enjoy. Ups and downs, I enjoy it.
Do you feel that's fascinating, because we live in times with interesting political movements in our current society, whatever that means now. But do you feel supported by the Fergus Falls community? Like, do you? Because I can imagine, I have never been in politics other than what I just described in the commission there, but I was never a voted representative. I can feel it to be stressful and like negative. People are like kind of always like coming with the angry stuff, maybe. Do you feel supported by the Fergus Falls community? Positive?
I do. I feel incredibly supported, which is, and not by everyone, of course. And there's always going to be people with different opinions. I think it's like life in general. If people know that you work hard and your intentions are genuine and pure, they support you. They don't always agree. I know there's people who don't agree, but if they respect you and they know that you work hard every day and you're doing the best you can possibly do, then they just see it slightly differently. Rather than, you know, seeing it as a negative, they just see it as, oh, okay. It opens up that door to being able to view things from someone else's perspective, which I think is incredibly important, and is something that we don't do nearly enough of in this country.
Yeah, no, yeah. Maybe. It's a very dynamic and interview here today, and we touched so many points, but I'm fascinated. Maybe closing, after we learned about being a Lake Life resident,
yes,
with coming to Fergus Falls, leaving, exploring, bringing back, because that's what I see your family is doing, your wife and you, you're bringing back talent and inspiration, and now struggles, growing community, all wonderful things. What's about the 150th anniversary of Becker County?
That's all right.
I was just thinking the movement of the government. It was Ottertale Town, and then it moved their county seat to Fergus Falls.
Fergus Falls, yeah.
And they stole the seat, and and those little histories we learned from Chris Schuke earlier. So next year is going to be an exciting year. Is there a lot planned, looking into the summer, maybe on the event standpoint or celebrations? Is there a book publication? Is there anything really planned? Do you know of?
You know, I'm not sure of the, I'm not sure if there's a book publication or not, but I know that as far as the city, you know, we're looking to the county and to the Chris Schuke at the Historical Society, and
yes,
we want to work with them, and you know, anything that we can do as a city to help promote and be a part of that, because yeah, you're right, Fergus Falls has been, you know, as the county seat and as the main or the largest city and the a regional center in Ottertale County, we're really excited about the 150th, and then of course there's the 100 year of the cyclone that came through Fergus a year later, so there's some things coming up. People love history and culture. Sometimes you need to, you know, get it in front of them, mm-hmm, but it makes a place unique. So anything we can do, you know, I mentioned the in 1872, which is 145 years ago, I guess, when they first, you know, built a sawmill and things in Fergus Falls, people do love history and engage, and we have to learn from it. So I think that otherwise, you know, we're doomed to repeat its failures, right? Or something. There's a saying in there somewhere. But I think that from a city standpoint, I love history, and I'm proud of the history of Fergus Falls, and I'm really hoping that we can work closely with the county to really celebrate and get people from outside the area into the lakes area, into the Lake Life, you know, region to celebrate this. So we have our summer fest, and we have these, you know, different activities, and surely I'm hoping that we can find a way to incorporate all that history into these celebrations.
Is there like an exhibition or something? Well, we have the Historical Society, which is kind of hidden. I've been there a couple times, but maybe at the county seat there should be some kind of an exhibit, either a photo curated a timeline. Is that, do we know of anything yet, or should
I don't know, but that's a great idea. And the City Hall in Fergus Falls, which is just across the what should be a mall, but it's just a asphalt alley, but anyway, we won't go there, is it's a beautiful, we've just done some renovations, it's a 1929 building, it's one of the most beautiful buildings in the county,
mm-hmm,
and now that the lobby is open, we had the reception there last week before we lit the Christmas tree. We're having actually a violin concert there this coming Saturday morning, but I've always said we need to get people in there, and that's a great idea, Dirk.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it, and we're going to do a historic timeline within the lobby of City Hall for the people
at
who
least
come in, and just do something. Because it is we have all the spaces in Fergus Falls, but we need to utilize them all.
I
That's
think
a great
we should
idea.
Embrace the anniversary way more. And as you said, history is what we build on, learn from, but it's also tradition, or it's good,
yeah,
because you come back because of it's a good place. I don't know. I definitely cannot say it enough. I talked to Chris too. I am favoring a publication too. I'm looking forward to those events. We will talk about it again and invite, and we have a little time.
Plus, it's a sesquicentennial, right? How often do you get to say that word?
I could not repeat it right now. But
I remember from the 150th anniversary of the state of Minnesota, which was, 2008, 2007, 2008. But anyway, sesquicentennial, that's 150th anniversary.
I'm not going to even try. 1858, yeah?
That is, so it's been 2008, right?
Yeah. Was it 18 or is it 1853? I will have to Google that.
Would have been 8, because it was
eight.
It was definitely during my first term. We actually, as Fergus Falls, entered a my wife's an artist, and we entered a competition to revitalize, to revision, I should say, one of the buildings in Ferguson. So we chose the mill, which, you know, we won the state competition. We got a little bit of money to do some
installation.
Yeah, not installation, not advertising, but just some community projects. That it was a small amount of money. But anyway, now that the mill is part of the Downtown Riverfront Master Plan that we're actually going to get done in the next couple of years, so it's kind of exciting to see those, you know, those first thoughts and visions that could be, and now 10 years later, we're actually going to get around to getting them done.
There's a lot to explore in Fergus Falls, so we invite everybody to go and follow the improvements and the growth, and maybe it's a destination to relocate to. I'm actually even considering to homestead there at some point. We'll
that would
see.
Be a great idea, Dirk.
yeah, thank you. But yeah, well, thank you very
I know
much.
Harry wants to move there.
He actually likes it. Yeah, he actually likes it. But he likes Fargo too, downtown.
Okay,
but
okay,
yeah,
okay.
We're competing a little bit. But no, we really like Fergus Falls. We go there a lot. So thank you much for coming. I appreciate it, and we will see each other probably in the beer hall, in the beer cellar.
Thanks so much, Dirk. It's been a pleasure to be here, and I really, really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com, and if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and you have a wonderful weekend ahead.